Today we pray for Baker, California. So the location of Baker is if you're taking the 15 to go to Las Vegas or to check out Death Valley, this is the last stop along that freeway. This is nowhere near anything else. That's the least 40 to 60 miles from the nearest next town. Barstow is the next major big city. And then on the other side, at least 60 miles further up, is Las Vegas. It's a small community. It's considered a small town with around 800 people, but it's been going down by 23%. Major reason is because of the crime rate that is extremely high. 94% is better everywhere else in California than here. Also, it has a high poverty rate and there just isn't a lot of options for work. As it is, you have to drive so far to get to a job, or most people work along what is called the strip that is next to the freeway that serves most of the travelers, either camping or dune bugging or going out on four-wheel on the Death Valley section, or they're going to Las Vegas. So the other things we need to know about it is it's 34% are married, 82% have kids under 18, so this is a high population of people who have children. Only 33% speaks English, 67% speaks Spanish. That's 57% are Hispanic, 19% white, 10 other, 6% Native American Indian, which is very interesting because of the area that it's in. It's literally in the middle of the desert area, but it's got some pretty mountain ranges around it. And 4% are Asian. The average household income in Baker is only $43,000 a year. Yep, I said it right. And the recent rent average is $670 a month. Don't you wish it was that way here? The median age is 29. Only 27% own their home. Most people have graduated, half have graduated from high school, but only 5% have gone to college. The rest have only gotten a between 9th and 12th grade education. The history of Baker is it was established in 1929 by a man named Ralph Fairbank. He was an American pioneer who started towns in the Death Valley area, and he made a station there because of the railroad. So it was named after Richard Baker, who was the business partner of Francis Marion Smith in building the railroad. And Baker later became the president of the railroad. It is the site of a, used to be the site of a, well, it's a vacant now. It is still the place where there is a 223-bed for-profit prison that was owned by Cornell Corrections, and they had a riot in December of 2003 before it was temporarily closed. Now it's permanently closed, and it was owned by the, like I said, by the GEO group. So let's pray that somebody finds a reason to use that place. It's in a great location to do prison work. It used to, the group that was there before, it worked towards reformation. So let's pray somebody rises up and buys that building and uses it to help build the population, give some more jobs to the people, and also use for reformation. Now, we've actually taken a field trip there to pray. So let's pray. God, we pray that intercessors will rise up and pray for the city, people that live there. We know of two pastors that live there that are Christian, that have Christian churches. We talked to some of the people. They're not very big, and they look like they are somewhat struggling, especially since the pandemic. So we pray for the Pastor William, and we pray for Pastor Reuben, and we ask God that you would give them new vision and new growth, that you would help them to have new methods in which they reach the people around them. We know many people are struggling financially, so we pray that house churches pop up. We pray that the people that work on the strip, that they would look for ways to reach them during the week. We pray the population will not decline, but increase. We pray for more businesses to come in with creative ideas to draw more people. We pray for the education that's there. They have a really good school, and it looks like really good programs. We pray for the children to come to know the Lord. We pray that the people that are Christians there will reach out to the children. We pray, God, for the crime rate to decrease. It is so high. There was a murder the week before we got there, And in a town of less than 800, that's pretty significant. It is the kind of place where you kind of have to watch your back. It's actually graded F, so that's not good. Most of the crime is assault, rape, murder, and robbery. Their drugs is 59%. So God, we pray that people will be transformed and delivered and will find something else other than drugs, that they will find you are the source of their joy and the source of their need to deal with pain and anything else like that, for whatever reasons they took it. We pray for people to rise up there to help them reform from drugs and to get off, and to have recovery from that. There are very interesting places there, Father, and then we pray it would bring people. We pray for a five-year-old boy named Sebastian, whose parent and grandparents asked us to pray for his miraculous healing. He was told that he would not live after 3 months, and now he's five. He cannot walk, he cannot talk, and he cannot eat by himself. So God, we pray for a miraculous healing. Will you stretch out your hand, O Father God, with healing power and touch his body, pour that electricity through it so that we might glorify your name and that the people there would see that you have not forgotten them. It is a city that is very far away, and many of the people feel like they are kind of left out, deserted, and they truly need some encouragement. So God, we pray for revival to hit there, for the glory of God to come upon that place, and that the churches and the people who come to know you will share their faith with others, and it will explode and expand and be contagious to the cities around them. In Jesus' name.